Well, it's great to have you on the call tonight, and let me apologize on behalf of Martha and myself of not being able to see the visual presentation tonight. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to fix it on their part. It's nothing on our part. Martha and I worked very hard on it today, and we had it running and everything, but something is happening on the web part, the webmaster's part, I guess, and it's kind of not coming through. And so what we're going to be doing is sharing a little bit, maybe the philosophy behind what we call the track to gold, and also maybe a couple of the pieces that really make this thing work. And Martha, are you at a place where you can be interactive with us, or are you working very hard on the web part of it?
Well, Dave, there's really nothing I can do. It's
Yeah, I know. I didn't know if you were just standing by and kind of getting messages from them and everything. I don't want you to be having to do multitasking here.
Oh, Dave, you know, I'm famous for multitasking.
Okay.
you know, I've got two laptops here going, trying to get, you know, either one to...
Oh, boy, that's fun.
...break loose, and I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah.
We are fine. We'll just progress as
okay.
we normally do. And what we can do for those that are being frustrated this week for not being able to see the visual, if they will just email you or I, we can send that PowerPoint. And so after we get off the call, they can take what we've been discussing, Dave, and then and go through it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, put the visual in front of them as well. So there's
right.
another way that we can do this.
Okay. And Martha, if you don't mind, I hate to do this to you. I'm going to be on the road a good bit this week. So if they would want that PowerPoint, would it be okay if they would email you?
Oh, no. Heavens no. There is no way. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Of course.
Let me see. Just email Sam.com, whatever, right?
Sammy, yeah, right. We'll
yeah,
get Anita
right.
to do it.
Yeah, right. right. And your email is what?
Let's have it go to herrmart at AOL.com.
H-E. I'm sorry. H like in Harry?
Mm-hmm.
B.
Nope.
T like in Tom.
If you take the first four letters of my last name, which is H as in Henry, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, R as in Robert again.
Got it.
M as in Mary, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, T as in Tom.
Got it.
At AOL.com.
Hermart.
Hermart.
That's German. You know, that sounds like a German name. H-E-R-R, M like in Mary, A-R-T, Hermart at AOL.com.
That's it.
That's it. Okay. Wonderful. And if you can be a little patient and you want to email me mastermarketers@aol.com, I will also send you the guide, a hard copy of the guide, which is not quite finished yet. It's not totally finalized. It is about 98% complete. But if you would like to have a hard copy and take a look at it, then... I will email that to you as well. And again, that's mastermarketers@aol.com, and I'll get it out to you. Martha, share a little bit your excitement as to where we're at with this. You know, you and I met a number of times this week. Today we had lunch together again, and I was impressed because you said this thing is taking a life of its own. Explain that a little bit to us and share a little bit where we're at with this thing.
Well, you know, I think the word that we talked about last week was simplicity. And one of the things that we tend to do as we build our business is we tend to get more sophisticated and get more technical in what we do and in our presentations. And we get away from the real business of doing the business, which is presentation and delivering information. And what this tool is simplifying the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
It is taking it back to the reality of how we started the business and how everyone really wants to hear the business with a simple tool, maybe one tool, two tools, maybe three at the most, and getting it totally uncomplicated and getting it to the point where it's simple, it's professional, it gives knowledge, and causes the other person on the other end to want to know more.
Now, can I ask everybody to do a star six unless you're interacting with us? And if you want to ask questions or talk or make a comment, you can toggle back in and do star six again if you want to. Appreciate everybody being on mute out there. Or if you have a mute button on your phone, you can hit that as well. Star six, then, yeah, that sounds much better. Martha, I also heard you say today, and it is so true, and it probably is one of the keys to this. It's not a new program. It's not a new system. We don't ever want to give the impression, because there's so many things that are working out there. This is a little bit. It's different. It's a new mindset on not so much just how to do the business, but just the mindset on what network marketing is all about. And you made the comment, which I've been thinking about ever since our lunchtime, that this system will probably be a little hard on some people, some leaders' ego. What do you mean by that?
Well, sometimes leaders like to be put out in front of the pack as being the only one that really knows how to lead and direct.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we put our own personalities into the business,
mm-hmm.
and we make ourselves totally non-duplicatable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens, we get all different types of personalities in our business, and if they aren't an exact match, some people feel that they cannot do the business. And what this system does, it allows the tools to be the presenter, and we are simply the median in between that is handing the tool to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anyone can do it and still remain their own personality, their own style, maintain the professionalism that we all want to have in our business, but make it duplicatable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and one of the centerpieces of the Track to Gold, obviously, is what is called the connectors box. And I just got a sample in the mail today. I didn't tell you this, Martha, because I got it when I got home. I just got a sample of it when I got home. It's about 75% complete, and it is just absolutely awesome. And some of the pieces in that connectors box has to do with targeted recruiting, meaning somebody has this, here is something you should listen to. Somebody has this, something, here's something. So the person doesn't really have to know anything about that and has a targeted tool, say here, or a targeted CD, here, listen to this. In the box it also has some things that are built into it called managing follow-up. Follow-up information, which is like 2,000 pages of stuff, of research and things like this. A total wellness preview is in the box. Nikan's conversation that communicates how to handle objections, which a brand new distributor, when you sponsor someone, a brand new distributor, should have that from day one. Product overview and demos, 4 hours of that. Product overview and demos. Info on network marketing and how network marketing works. Some of the principles and dynamics. Doesn't talk about Nikan, talks about network marketing. A professional way of handing out the CDs. Instructions on just to track the gold. When you have a business builder and they wanna go to gold instead of going to silver. Now, guys, all that is built into the box, so that person doesn't have to depend on you to give them all that information. Now, how cool is that? And the reason that that's so important, Martha and I found out, the reason that's so important is you and I can work with our first level, we can work with our second level, but what if there are weak leaders, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 levels between us, and suddenly that person can't reach me? It's amazing how often I ask somebody who their upline is, and many times they don't even know. And so they're out there just struggling, unless they go to a meeting once in a while and then try bits and pieces. What if you'd have something that called a connectors box, where you have the targeted recruiting, how to manage follow-up, the follow-up information that is so important, a whole wellness preview that a person could sit there in while they're in their robe and watching a whole hour of a wellness preview, how to handle objections. You know, they're not going through a four-hour training or a four-hour seminar, how to do that. A product overview and demos that's literally 4 hours long on how to demo these products. Not just talk about them, but how to demo them. Again, not having to go to a meeting or not you having to show them that these tools do all that. What's network marketing all about? What's some of those dynamics? What did I get myself into? What am I so excited about here? Then the instructions of how to work the track to gold. Guys, I kind of chuckled because Martha really hit the nail on the head. The reason that it could affect some of our, we have to redefine what our leadership role is in network marketing. And guys, if we can do the tools, it's definitely not having to do that Saturday after Saturday after Saturday after Saturday and working with one or two people when we should have brought 20 new people in the last couple months. And giving them the tools so that we don't have to spend so much time. But even better yet, so that they don't have to spend so much time in training somebody, that they can actually go out there and sponsor people, and that person starts building a business, and you haven't even met them yet, or they haven't even met their upline yet. They have maybe been to one or two meetings, but they haven't gone through a lot of training. But they're out there sponsoring. They're out there recruiting. Now, how cool would that be? Do you think we could have an explosion of distributors coming into NECAN if we could make it so easy and so simple, so tool-oriented? And believe me, it took a lot of time and thought into what those tools would be. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be needed as a leader. It just means that you and I are going to have to redefine our leadership in this business. Because if we don't, 3 years from now, we'll be the same place as we are today. Because if we're not careful, our leadership can box us in. And we find that to be so limited. Martha, do you want to take one of the pieces of the track to gold? You probably have your guide in front of you. Just want to take one of the pieces and maybe comment on it, or just one of those little segments in one of those pages.
How about the new mindset of?
Oh, go ahead.
Of leadership.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now you have to, for those folks that have been in the business for a while, some of this is going to be a new way of thinking for you. And
yeah. Now, before you go into that, Martha, for just a second, because mm-hmm. the cover says Track to Gold Guide, and there's a picture there of two train tracks. And the one track has a switching, I don't know what they call it, a switching gear or a switching. And you know, it switches the train over to the other track. That's what's on the cover of the Track to Gold Guide. And then down below that says, switch to a different mindset and track the gold. And so I just wanted to set that cover up, Martha, because that's going to relate to that new mindset, switching over to that new mindset of what you're going to talk about on page two.
Right. Great. And that's a great visual, too, Dave, because that's really what we have to do. We have to flip the switch.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to get off the track that we were on and get on a new track that's going to take everyone where they want to go. Now, if the track that they were on before is taking them where they want to go and it's working for them perfectly, they should stay on that track.
And the track is not just a tool. It starts in the head, doesn't it?
It totally, yes. Totally. So the new mindset of leadership is that we are tracking three business builders to the gold level and beyond. So it doesn't matter whether you are a direct distributor or whether you are a senior or a bronze or whatever level that you are at, this applies to everyone.
And the old mindset would have been where we're tracking three business builders of silver, right?
Exactly, right. Right. So do you want me to talk about the old mindset and the new mindset?
Yeah, if it's appropriate, you can just kind of bring it in a little bit, you
okay.
know, if it's appropriate.
Okay. The second one that we're going to talk about, the old mindset of leadership. You know what, Dave, why don't you talk about one and I'll talk about the other.
Okay, you talk about the old one, I'll talk about
okay.
the other.
The old mindset of building a business was that we were out looking for leaders.
Right. And the new mindset is I'm not so interested in looking – well, I am interested in looking for a leader, but I'm looking for that leader through a different type of process. And the new mindset is instead of so much looking for leaders, I'm looking to find a way where I can work the numbers. Where I can do those 15 or 20 presentations. My people, brand new distributors, can do those 15 or 20 presentations, meaning these CDs or whatever their tools are. They know nothing, but they're literally making contact with a targeted CD with a targeted person, and they're working the numbers versus working, oh, I wonder if this person is the one, or boy, this one looks like it. I'm going to spend 6 months trying to work with this person. This person came into becoming a business, you know, they say they want to build a business, so I'm going to camp around that person. That is working with a person, versus, which is kind of the old mindset. The new mindset is, I got to do the numbers, and I got to teach my people how to do the numbers. And that's why the connectors box, we had to make it so easy that people could do that from day one. That's the new mindset. And the new mindset of leadership is, guys, we have to teach that. We teach it first by example, and then we teach people what that new mindset is. Now, obviously, the new people that you're bringing in, it's just the mindset of network marketing leadership because they know nothing different. And what's the next one?
Hi, Nancy.
Hello. Did someone just come on, and would you do star 6? If you just come on the call, would you do star 6 and maybe okay. Martha, are you still with me? Hello, Martha. Hello. Would someone toggle back star 6 and let me know if you're out there?
Hey, Dave, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm still here. This is Anita.
Okay.
It's just
Anita,
an awful lot of commotion on the line. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Martha, are you still with me? Hello, Martha.
I think we lost Martha.
I think that might be Martha's phone making all that noise.
Yeah, we might have lost her. Okay. Let me...
Would you like me to call her on another line?
Let me just add something here for a second. Okay, that's been working. Okay, hello, Martha. Okay, I'll be right back with you guys.
But they don't hear
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, Dave.
Okay, good.
I hear Martha, though.
You did hear Martha?
Yeah, but she couldn't hear us.
Okay, Martha, are you with me, Martha?
Hello?
Yes. Martha, did you come in on the speaker's pin?
I did.
Okay, then let me just do something here for a second.
Did everybody drop off?
Martha?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I just muted everybody out. Everybody's on. They can hear us. Let me just double check on this. Can you all hear me talk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you heard me talk to Martha?
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're having to mute everybody out, and periodically I'll unmute that and have people come in. And if you got your questions ready, you can ask that. But it just gets too noisy here. So let me just do something here. Martha?
Yes, Dave.
Okay, good. All right. So let's go ahead and let's talk about that mindset, because that's really key. You know, if you can't switch that, guys, then I'm going to have to challenge you to do business as usual. Okay? If you can't switch that, because it's not just a little Band-Aid here and a Band-Aid there and maybe a little something different here and all that kind of stuff. It's a new mindset that is so important, and that's what Martha and I are trying to bring out. It's actually on page 2 of your Track to Gold manual. So go ahead, Martha.
The old mindset of leadership was that the new person needed their sponsor or their upline to help them get trained and actually needed that support before they could even get their business started, and that they needed that continued support in order to go from rank to rank.
Yeah. Martha, when was the last time that you had maybe 10, 20, 30 people, as soon as they became a distributor, they ran off and they did this without you?
I wish I could say every one of them did.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Yeah, and so few do that. And then we wonder, and it's been historically, and it's not in NECAN, it's in network marketing. Historically, sometimes, if we're not careful, no volume happens in our organization unless we personally are involved with it. And if we personally are involved with it, have you ever done the spinning of the tops? This guy is up on stage or whatever, and he's trying to get these plates spinning. He goes down to the 10th one. He's got all 10 of them spinning. But by the time he's got the 10th one spinning, he finds out that the first one he started isn't spinning anymore. Now, that's a real picture of sponsoring people in network marketing. Unless you start your business builders differently. What if you would have, instead of this one person running up and down the stage trying to keep these tops spinning, you'd have something built into that stick that automatically keeps them spinning. You see, and that's the new mindset. See, that's possible. I struggled with this concept for a year and a half. That's possible. And I know that that this is so much a part of that answer. And what's the next one, Martha?
Well, the next one is the old mindset. We touched on it briefly. Was that we were recruiting, looking for a person, a leader, someone that was going to take our business and their business to the next level. So we were really looking for a leader. We were not looking for the numbers. We were not just putting the information out there and letting the numbers do the work. We were actually doing the sorting ourselves in what we thought we needed in our business, instead of letting the person decide whether or not this was for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, and time-wise, we could see ourselves going out there and maybe working with one person. That's why we were looking for that person. But many times that didn't create the massive action that needs to take place to get that volume to happen, to get that bonus check to grow and to duplicate. We have to get the masses involved in sponsoring and sharing NECAN without us. Because if it's just that, only happens because when we're involved, either one-on-one or three-way or a conference call or we got them to a meeting or whatever, if that's the only way something's going to happen in this business, then we're not operating under some of the network marketing principles that we need to be operating under, and that just takes a mind switch. Switching
right.
That mind that, wow, wouldn't it be nice if I would look at my genealogy at the end of this month and I already have 30 distributors in there, but the next month I now have 60? I mean, when's the last time that happened? So oftentimes, I know for myself, even, Martha, after 35 years, if I'm not careful, you know, in my PGV, in my own personal group, you know, nothing happens unless I'm involved with it. And so I get tired of spinning those tops.
Right.
Okay?
Right. And the next one goes along with that, and that is, you know, we would sponsor one person, and then we would camp out with that person and really just do whatever we thought it took or would take to get that person to do the business. So what we were actually doing was doing a lot of the work ourselves and pushing someone or pulling someone, and sometimes it was both at the same time, to try to get them to give us names. And I think a lot of the time that we were out there, the true message really of what we wanted, because we really a lot of the times were in conflict with ourselves and with them about really what we want. We are looking for a leader, and the individual may just be looking to, you know, make a couple $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But in our mind, oh, if he wants to make a couple $100 a month, oh, boy, I bet he really would like to make $1,000 or $10,000 a month. So and we never really voiced that to the individual that we anticipated would be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So we would be camping out and camping out in anticipation of this individual becoming our next one that was going to set the world on fire,
right,
instead of going out and sharing with a lot of people. And what happens in a lot of those cases, that individual did exactly what he or she really wanted, and that was just to make a couple $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put our emotions and our energy and our future really in the lap of someone who really had no anticipation at all of ever doing that.
Yeah.
So the new mindset, Dave.
Yeah. Well, the new mindset also goes along with what Nikki is now doing, giving us those packs, which really allows people to choose for themselves, you know, what they want out of this. And it's no longer, it's like, okay, these are your four choices. Which one would you like? And we haven't had that clarified for us until May the 1st. And then May the 17th, you're going to see some new things. And June the 1st, you're also going to see some things that are going to be added to that, which is really going to mean when I sponsor Martha as a brand new distributor, I'll lay the options out in front of her, and she'll tell me which one she wants to do. And so now if she wants to be the professional builder, well, there's a professional pack. There's now a track to gold. I'm not going to get her to silver. I'm going to get her to gold because I want her to find to do the numbers and her people doing the numbers that three people underneath her will want to do the same thing. They don't just want to make silver. They want to make gold. And so NECAN is building that into some of the things that they're doing. We're just coming alongside and says, okay, what if this brand new distributor wants to recruit some people and I'm busy looking for leaders? You know, guys, and there's nothing wrong with that, except you have to have a mindset where when I sponsor someone, that person literally could go out there and recruit and sponsor 10 people without me. Maybe that's all they'll ever do the rest of their life in network marketing. But maybe one or two of those underneath them will start recruiting. And so now you start having depth begin to take place, and the next thing you know, that fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, tenth level is going to happen, and you don't even know it's happening until you get a notice in your email that you got some new distributors down there. And so the one is kind of looking for leaders, and the other one is looking for the tool. And they're not mutually exclusive, except the masses recruiting is what has been missing, because all we were concerned about was looking for the leader and could care less about that person having a tool in their hand that they could sponsor three people and then maybe never do anything in the business again. But it was so simple that those three people could do a few and those few people could do a few. You know, network marketing, statistically, the average person only sponsors three people. But some go out and do 10, 20, and 30, and some do one or two. But the average person just said, well, I would be excited if every business builder would come in and do three. I mean, every distributor would come in and do three. So that's a different mindset. The one is kind of looking for that leader, which is okay. I don't want to poo-poo that. But you have to switch your mind from the standpoint of that brand-new distributor coming in who you might not see as a leader. They don't see themselves as a leader, but until they figure this thing out, they can sponsor 10 people without you. That's a different mindset.
It is, Dave, and with what's coming down the pipe, without giving a whole lot away, is that they will identify themselves immediately.
Yes, absolutely. The program is so designed where they can really see themselves almost from day one where they're at with this.
Right, and if they take the track to gold and they utilize that as part of their business plan, then what the next thing that we're going to talk about is the old way of leadership was that we were starting at the top and going down, but we were starting at the top so that the person that I recruited and sponsored, I would work with that individual, and we would simply go wide with that individual instead of going deep.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though you're going sort of wide, we're going much deeper with the track to gold, and the individual knows that immediately, so they are going to start going deep, and that depth is going to automatically just simply force mm-hmm. that whole leg to whatever rank it is that they're striving for at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so what a different mindset that is, because it's more of a fear of loss in doing this, and so people will rise to the occasion.
Right, exactly. And so, yeah, the new mindset then is basically where the bottom is recruiting instead of just the top leading. And so leaders who find leaders, next thing you know, we have nothing but chiefs and no Indians. And it reminds me of our federal government sometimes. You know, it's like we all, if we're not careful, you know, we expect more and more and more and more and more of our federal government. We're kind of looking to that high level of leadership who makes all the decisions instead of the little towns and the little counties and the little cities and the big cities and the states, you know, beginning to make some of their own decisions and responsibilities and going out there and doing what they have to do. Well, one of the things that this program mindset, the track to gold mindset, will begin to teach us is that it would be so exciting while we're looking for the leaders. As I said, there's third level, fourth level, fifth level, sixth levels are recruiting because they have a tool that they can use without us. And I want to emphasize, because that's the operative phrase, without us. If you have to be too much involved with what happens in your organization, we're not duplicatable. And it's not network marketing. Because network marketing, one of the keys to network marketing is exponential growth. It's not just 1 + 1 = 2. Now I find another and now I got 3. Now I found another and now I got 4. No, we find one, we should now have 5. We find another one, now we should have 15. We find another one, now we should have 25, 30. That's exponential growth. That's the way our bonus checks should be growing. And if it's too much top-down leadership to make something happen, you're going to burn out. Very few people in your downline are going to be making money. And then they're going to quit. Now the first top that you started spinning a year ago is no more spinning anymore. You see? And so those are some of the dynamics that are built into this. A lot of thought has gone into it. Built into this from the standpoint of that top-down leadership, bottom-up recruiting, that kind of mindset.
One of the next things we've already really touched on, and that was the old mindset of leadership, or the old it wasn't really a mindset, it was a way of building the business, was that we simply went out and prospected, recruited and sponsored people into the business, and we hoped that other people would do the same. We gave people some information and some direction, and a lot of times we confuse them with a lot of different programs that were difficult to duplicate, and we really were not reproducing residual income for those people immediately, and so it was hard to duplicate what we did. And the new mindset, Dave?
The new mindset is basically focusing on a few tools and basically trying to find that one, focusing on that one that is the easiest, the most duplicatable, and whether we like it or not, that is easy. Anybody can do it. And so sometimes we are so creative that our creativity makes it hard. I've always said in network marketing, it is more profitable to duplicate sometimes than what it is to come up with a new idea. Just find something so simple that's duplicatable. Can we do this over and over and over? In the last year and a half, Martha, the thing that I know you and I struggled with and talked about and was really trying to come to grips with was what is that thing that people can do without me? What is that tool that people can do without me? Because if I have to be in the picture 24 hours a day before something happens, or I'm in the picture 24 hours a day and only one great person happened in 2 years, guys, it's just not gonna exponentially grow to the point where we are going to get the full benefit out of network marketing. So it's focusing in on those one or two things that not necessarily that we want to do, but what our people can do, and that is so important. And so giving them the information, and that tool, to me, that tool, that one recruiting tool, is built into that box. So the connectors box is actually a tool that has a number of pieces built into it. But believe me, I could get the box that I have sitting on my desk right now and sponsor a brand new person, and I would almost guarantee you I would not have to talk to them for a couple weeks and they would already have a few distributors. All I'd have to do is give them a little bit of instructions when I'm sponsoring them and helping them fill out a top 10 list, top 20 list, or top 15 or 30 list, whatever that top list is. It's totally different than the way we used to fill that out. It's a new mindset. I had to evaluate the list that we make people do because nobody does it, or very few people, or it doesn't get passed down to the third level, or fourth level, or fifth level automatically. And so I had to throw that out the window. Well, this doesn't work. Why do we get people to do it? And I have found out that so often we were getting people into the management mode so quickly, almost from day one, we didn't even realize we were trying to get them to manage their business. I don't want them to manage their business in the first couple months. I want them to go out there and share the NECAN story with a tool and do it 50 times. Before they realize they got to manage something, and it's very interesting because many times that's how we came into the business. We're all natural networkers, and we just somehow our creativity and refining something, realizing when we're refining something it looked better, but it became harder as we went along, so we had to go back to doing a lot of that stuff. Martha, are you still on page two?
I'm really not on any page, just talking off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. Well, you're doing a super job.
I have it.
Yeah, on page two, and Martha and I were talking about this too, and we're coming down to the end of the call here too, Martha, and anything you want to inject in as well. I want to just very quickly address the difference between a business builder and a track-to-gold business builder. This is one of the keys, and it's down on the bottom of page two. So everything we've talked about so far this evening has basically been on one page. There's 14 more pages in there. Very self-explanatory. Doesn't go into a lot of detail on philosophy and all that kind of stuff. It's very kind of cut and dry, step by step, you know. Attract a gold business builder versus a business builder basically has four different points, four different bullet points, not four paragraphs. And so if you're there, Martha, down at the bottom of that page, too. And again, I wish we could have showed the slides tonight because we could have given you a real quick overview, and hopefully we can do that next week, just take you a whole overview of those 14 pages that are in there. And then the weeks following that, we will come back and take your questions and comments. We don't want this call to be a lecture type, what it seems to be a little bit tonight, and maybe last week, but we want it to be really interactive, especially with those people who will want to be a part of the become a Track2Gold business builder, not just a business builder. Guys, you can be a business builder, as we've had business builders over the last 4 or 5 years. Did it get you somewhere? Are you at the place where you're really excited about your bonus check? Well, if it's not, then maybe we need to identify a different type of business builder. And we start that from day one. And that's what we call the Track2Gold business builder. So we're down there at the bottom, Martha, and without having to go through those 4 points, because I know we don't have the slides up, again, just as an overview, what do you see as the difference between what we used to call a business builder, still a place for that person in NECAN? We're not eliminating anybody. But the business builder versus a Track2Gold business builder, what do you feel philosophically those two are different?
The Track2Gold business builder is a person who makes a commitment, mm-hmm. you know, who buys their pack, who invests in their own sleep system, and you know, folks before have bought a pack and have bought a have a wellness home, but that's different than what we're talking about here. We're talking about a commitment to build a business, and we're talking about getting the person out there doing the business immediately. And I think the difference, Dave, of what happened before, not to say that people were not successful in the past, because we all have been successful. Mm-hmm. A lot of mm-hmm. people have been very successful, mm-hmm. but it's been hard. It's been hard work to get where we are today, and it's been hard to get people where they wanted to go. And the difference between that and the track to gold business builder person is that it's going to be so simple and easy for someone to do it. And more importantly, these people, because they've made a commitment and they are doing certain things up front immediately from day one that they get into the business, is that they, Dave, are going to get a check their first month in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, it is. It is. Absolutely. And when we talk about that Track2Gold business builder, when I'm now looking and sharing with a brand new recruit who's now a wellness consultant and now wants to be a business builder, I'm talking to them about their NECAN car. I'm not talking about their silver bonus check. Oh, whatever you're going to make when you make silver. No. I'm immediately going to talk to them about their NECAN car. I'm talking about what their bonus check is going to be like as a gold. It's almost like the word silver doesn't even exist in my vocabulary, like bronze. I mean, who cares about breaking out bronze? You know, where does that get us from a standpoint of leadership? I used to think that silver was the key or the center of our compensation plan. I now believe it's gold. And so obviously they'll make silver on their way to gold, just like making bronze on their way to silver. But we're not talking about bronze because we don't want them to stop there. Then why do we talk about silver? Why do we get so disappointed if they stop at silver? That's what we were talking about. That's what we were focusing on. The guy who does the karate chop and breaks the board never looks at the board. His focus and vision is what's beyond the board. In fact, if they tell me that if you focus on the board, it'll break your hand. It could break your hand. You see, because you need to focus what's beyond that. You want them to get through the board. You want them to make silver, but you can't talk about silver. Otherwise, when they make it, they'll camp there. Now, it's 10 times harder to again get them some sinking gold than what it was when they made bronze to start thinking about silver, because you never really got them hung up on bronze. You see, and so the track to gold business builder is literally someone who has that in their mindset from day one. They're not just buying one of the Nikan packs. They're investing in the professional pack. See, that's the best deal pack that Nikan has to offer. We want to get them the best deal when they first come in. A gold check is a better deal than a silver check. You see, and so we just lay that out right in front of them, because we feel we can get them there in 6 months, or they can get themselves there in 6 months. There's a business professional pack. It's not just one of the packs. Now, if someone gets the other packs, that's okay. They'll probably be a business builder, but not necessarily a track-to-gold business builder. The track-to-gold business builder will be breaking out gold. The business builder is going to be breaking out silvers. You see, that's a different total mindset, but it takes a different tool in order to do that. So the business professional pack, and then you have what is called the sleep system, item code number 4250. Guys, that's the best deal sleep system that Nikan has. So we're going to offer them the best deal. If they make the commitment, we're going to offer them the best deal. Not just the sleep system, it's that item code number 425, that's the best deal sleep system Nikan has to offer. The connectors box is not just another recruiting system, it's the best deal recruiting system. I know all the recruiting systems that are out there. I know all the recruiting tools that are out there. You see, and so we're talking about the best deal. What's the best thing that we can get them into their hands to get them the gold in 6 months? What's the best thing? Well, let's say they don't want to do that. That's okay. Guys, they're just not making a commitment to track the gold. They're making a commitment to track to silver. Well, maybe if I make silver, then maybe the next thing I can track for is gold. That's okay, but that's the old way of doing the business. And then that last one, what Martha hinted on, was the signing that track to gold commitment, which is right in the guide here, and that's the best deal commitment. That's the best commitment you could ever make to the person who wants to come alongside of you and help you. Now, I help anybody who wants to be a business builder. There's some different things that I'm going to be doing with the person who's going to be tracking the gold business builder, because that's the best deal commitment on their part. It's also the best deal commitment on my part. It's the best investment of my time. Best investment of my time. So there's a huge difference, and you'll catch this probably a couple weeks, a couple calls down the road. This mindset will begin to start. You'll start picking this up, because it took me 6 months to get this mindset. I can't expect everybody on this call to get it in a week or 2 weeks, but it's something that literally is possible. And guys, it really does work. And Martha, in wrapping the call up, what are we going to ask them to do this week?
Well, I hope we're on the same track here, Dave, but last week we talked in general about them working on their resource list. And when we talk about a resource list, that's their name list.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully folks have been working on that. But if anyone on the call is serious about starting the Track to Gold program with us, I am hoping that they will get the commitment sheet that was in the pack that you mailed out this morning. If not, we'll be in what we do email out to them and sign that commitment form and actually get out and start doing some of the work.
Mm-hmm.
You want to follow up on that, Dave?
Yeah, I sure will.
Sure.
For those of you who are in my downline, I think I emailed this out to everybody. If you didn't get it, you can always just email me, mastermarkers@aol.com. Like I said earlier in the beginning of the call, I will mail this whole thing out to you if you just email me. And on page 3, there's a little commitment thing there. I'd like for you to sign it. Fax it back to us. There's a fax number that you will see there that you can fax it in. And or if you can't find that fax number, just email me your commitment. email me your commitment. Now, there's one thing, even if you're not in our organization, if you're across line and you're in this call, which I know there's a lot of them, and you would like to have the PIN number, which allows us to be interactive when I mute everybody else out, and you'd like to be a part of that accountability, we talk about it, you can say, Dave, I'm having challenges with this. In other words, you can get your questions answered if you are a part of the commitment to do this. You know, we're not going to be looking over your shoulders and everything that you're doing, but if you just like to commit yourself to do this, because the call can be your coach, not your upline. Your upline is great if you can connect with that, but the call can be your coach. But in order to call to be your coach, you need to give us some kind of commitment that you want to do this before we give you that different PIN number, which allows us to interact once I mute everybody out. And then we're also going to be analyzing, if you allow us to do this, voluntary, that we will analyze your organization and your numbers and how can we improve upon your numbers. That can't happen unless you got that special PIN number where we can interact. And so, you know, if you have a list and you have a tool or CD or something, try handing a few of those out. Don't tell them about NECAN. Just ask them if they take a look at it, and, hey, I'd love to have your response. That's good practice. Now, when you get the connectors box, the tools will be in there, which will make it 1,000 times easier. But don't wait on that, because the box itself will probably be another week or so. And incidentally, while we're talking about that, I would challenge you, all of you, because I can't tell you the interest that it is in this connectors box, and that's why Focus on Growth is so feverishly trying to put that thing together as fast as they can. They sent me one today, and it's just absolutely awesome, but it's not quite complete. But if you would like to have one of the first ones going out, you don't have to pay for it, but email them, focusongrowth@aol.com, and just say, look, put me on the list for the connectors box. As soon as it's released, they'll send you an email, and you can get back with them with your credit card number. They'll get it out to you, but you're on the top of the list. There's some people who are already ordering 10 of them. You know, so how fast can you get 100, 200, or 300 of these together? And you don't want to, once it's available, you don't want to just wait another month before it gets into your hands. So you might want to email them. You're not paying for it. You're just giving them the intent that you really would love for them to contact you. As soon as it's available, they will put you on the top of the list. Tell them how much you would like, tentatively. They'll contact you, and if you want to give them your credit card number at that point, that's fine. If you change your mind, that's fine also. The next person moves up the list. Yes?
Dave, I think if they send an email to dennis@focusongrowth.com,
yes.
That's the best way to get that email to them.
Yeah, yeah, thank you, because they get swamped, Focus on Growth. So it's Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, @focusongrowth.com. And just let him know that you want to be put on the list. The moment it's ready, they email you. If you're still interested, they'll take your credit card, and you'll be one of the first ones to get it. And let them know if you want two or three. That way, we don't know the price yet, because there's still things that determine that price. I can tell you it'll be anywhere from $75 to $125. But I tell you, if it goes to $125, the value is going to be probably three times more than what the $75 one is. The key is, can we put the value in there where a brand new distributor doesn't need you? Or, when you are in contact with them, it's just the icing on the cake. It's just super leadership, that's all. Because that fifth level might not be able to get to you. So the value is going to be much higher. We're just determining whether or not where we can find that value price-wise and the value itself. So,
so Dave, when someone faxes in or emails their commitment form, are we going to shoot them out an email with the expectation of what to do for the next 7 days?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, we will. Yes,
okay,
we will.
Great.
Yeah. Once you email your commitment, guys, we're going to be in touch with you. And especially through email and through different things, and you know, you're just a part of that exciting team that goes out there and breaks out golds instead of silvers. and that's what it's all about. Guys, there's 12, 13 more pages in that guide. I can't wait till the slides are up. Martha's done an awesome job in putting it together. And if we can get it together, well, not if, we will get it together for next Monday night, and we'll give you a quick overview of what that whole document looks like. But if you get it in your hand, all you got to do is just email me if you're not in my downline, and I will get it out to you. And incidentally, guys, you know, this, it's not about you. It's about your downline. The more downline you have on this kind of track, the faster this thing's going to grow for you. It's not what you can do. It's them to do. And I'm hearing this buzzer, and we're running out of time. So,
right.
Martha, any last comments?
No. If we've got a few minutes, maybe we'll open the line and see if anyone has any questions.
Okay.
And then we can answer any others by way of email.
Okay. We have a few more minutes to do that. Let me see if I can do that, Martha. Hello?
I'm here.
You're there? Anybody else there?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions out there? Comments? Things we didn't clarify? Okay.
We're just digesting it, Dave.
Just digesting it. That's wonderful.
I think so.
You know, we're not asking anybody to commit to anything that they're not totally satisfied with, and I really appreciate that comment, Jerry. We're just asking you to simply do that. Do your due diligence. Digest it. If you're partially interested, you know, get your name on the list. You can always if you want to. But continue to be on the call, because Martha and I are going to use this as a coaching call, not as so much a training call. It is a coaching call, because the Track to Gold will train you. The Track to Gold will train your people. But we want to be a part of that, a part of the coaching. And I know Martha and I have already some people in our personal groups that are very interested in having us be a part of their coaching and things like that. So it's going to be fun.
And the other thing is, Dave, too, the rhythm coming up on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think there's a better event that they could bring a prospect to or a guest to. And if someone's evaluating the business, just ask them to come and evaluate it from many different sides on Saturday.
The great things with the quarterly events, you say, well, I'm not going to take a prospect because they're not introducing a product. You know, well, guys, that could be an old mindset. The new mindset would say, boy, I'm going to take a prospect because this is a great way to introduce them to this wonderful company. You know, they'll get to hear from the home office and you know, that's what I would want. If you would want me to do this business, then take me to a quarterly event, guys, and let me see the big picture that's there. Let me see the home office in action. Let me see the quality. Let me see the expertise that's coming in. Let me catch their vision as to what they're doing. You know, not just yours. Let me see it from the home office point of view. That's the real benefit to taking prospects. And not only that, introduce me to a few other leaders. I want to see what kind of people are getting involved in NECAN before I get involved with it. What if I don't like the people that are NECAN's attracting? So this is a wonderful place to take to answer some of those questions. And so good comment, Martha.
Well, thank you, everyone, and look forward to hearing from you. And we'll have a conversation again next week, I hope.
Yep, and we will work on this web thing, won't we? So.
You know, I think we'll have someone from WebEx host the call next week.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, guys, and we'll all look forward to seeing you on May the 17th.
Thank you all.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.